Welcome to Real Talk with Reginald D. I'm your host, Reginald D. On today's episode, we're going to talk about lifting your life for a greater purpose. People that know me know that I have a passion for people. It makes me sad to see people in a depression, confused, and in a funk when it comes to their lives. And the reason they are in this place is because they keep staying in the same place that they're in. They are always tired and mentally exhausted day in and day out. It's only because they are not walking in who they should be. Depression doesn't come overnight. It comes with time. It comes over time. Over time, you have allowed yourself to be mediocre. You allowed yourself to be stagnant. And that's why you feel depressed. That's the reason you feel stuck. It's all because your life and greatness is putting pressure on you. Once you recognize it, then you realize it. There is nothing you can do about feeling a certain way about your life until you do something with your life. I need you to know that your life is a privilege. You are a privilege. Don't let people or a job make you feel like they are doing you a favor. But you have to put in your mind that they are privileged to have you. You have to understand when lifting up your life, you can't dwell on where you are right now, but you got to understand where you're going. I need you to realize that true happiness comes from within and nobody else. Money doesn't make you happy. Walking in your purpose does. The only way you're going to live a happy life, it's got to be connected to your goals and your dreams. The reason people fail is because they are chasing the wrong things. Let me ask you a question. When are you going to start chasing the right things for your life? When are you going to give your life what it deserves? I need you to understand that you have to let go of the life that people plan for you and start living a life that's in God's plan for you. And that plan is a thing that you are passionate about and desire. In order to lift up your life, you got to add to your life. In your life, you're either going to add to it or subtract from it. That's it, man. Let me ask you a question. Are you adding to your life or are you subtracting from your life? You have to nurture your life. So many times in my life, I felt so alone when I was going through things. But I put my life in my arms. I love myself in spite of the situation. Let me tell you this. I often hear people say, lift up your head and keep going. I challenge that statement. You need to lift up your life because your life is big. Your life has weight. It's hard to take that down. Your head is only a part of you. It's easy for it to go down. You have to understand in lifting up your life, you got to give it all you got. You got to give it all to you. Your dreams and reality is all the same if you connect the two. I need you to understand that you got to get the mess out of your head. Get the turmoil out of your head. Quit entertaining what you don't have. Quit entertaining that you are not good enough. You are more than enough. Do you know that you are sad and depressed for really no reason? It's all because you don't know how great you are. You don't understand God's plan for your life. He has a plan for your life. It's catered just for you. But you keep tripping and talking yourself out of your dreams and your desires. You are being clumsy with your life, just tripping over nothing. It's time for you to break out in your life. It's time for you to lift your life up. Take it where it's supposed to be. You're smart enough. You are talented and gifted enough. What are you waiting on? There is a power within you that your life is yearning to display to the world. You are hurting your dreams. You are hurting your life by not being who you are destined to be. Do you know how frustrated God is with you? He has a plan to prosper and give you life and that more abundantly, but you won't rise up for him to give it to you. There is so much turmoil in the world, and it has an impact on our lives, especially if you have a heart. It breaks us down and makes us sad. You have to understand that you can't be conformed of this world. You have to create your own world. A role of peace, a role of happiness. You have to create this within you. I need you to understand that in lifting up your life, you have to quit accepting and start expecting. Quit accepting mediocrity. Quit accepting anything less than greatness. And start expecting more for your life. Start expecting greatness for your life. And I always tell you this. It's not about where you come from or where you're at. See, I watched the men's and women's college basketball tournament. And there were a lot of upsets. A lot of the underdogs beat the top contenders. See, they didn't care what people said about them. People said they wouldn't make it through the first round. But the reason they kept winning is because they understood the moment and felt they supposed to be there. So you got to understand this about your life. That in your biggest moment, you're supposed to be there. You are good enough. If you have a passion about what you want, then everything else will fall into place. Grab hold of your dreams and don't let go. Your dreams is all you have. Your life is all you have. You got to realize that you are a fighter. Think about all the things you've been through. I need you to lift up your life. Be confident in yourself. You can get it done. God is looking down on you and saying, if he only knew what I put inside of him. God is looking down on you and saying, if she only knew the greatness I put inside of her. I'm telling you to gamble on nobody but yourself. Let me tell you this. You are allowing the sadness of your past and the fear of your future to take away your happiness. I need you to lift up your life and know that today is the best day of your life. It's all about what you make of it. Life will give you hundreds of excuses to quit, but you need to show life that you have a million reasons to keep going. That's how you lift up your life, man. You are waiting for your life to be easier. You are waiting for it to be simpler and better. But I need you to know that greatness is complicated. It's complicated because it requires discipline and grind. Pursuing your dreams are tough. But you have to realize that you are tough and then some. Quit being stuck and start being better when it comes to your life. Rise up and quit walking around defeated every day. Because you are not. It's all in your mind. It's in your mind because you have given up on the fight. It's all in your mind because what's inside of you is different than what your mind is telling you. You are the only one that can free your mind. You are the only one that can change your life. You. God has people waiting to help you get to your dreams and your goals. But until you pursue it, he can't send them. You are handicapping you and God. Your dreams are not too big. Your efforts are just too small. I'm going to leave you with this. In order to lift up your life, you have to be willing to put it all on the line. Ask yourself this question. Everything that it requires to be great, can you take it? I'm going to answer this question for you. You can take it. You must take it and be willing to take it if you want to lift up your life. I need you to wake up every day and say to yourself, today is a beautiful day. And if it's a beautiful day, guess what? It's going to be a beautiful night. Have an addiction for life. Have an addiction for living. Because if you're addicted to it, then it's hard to let it go. Thank you for tuning in with Real Talk, Reginald D. If you enjoyed the show, please share with anyone you feel that need to take this journey with us on being a better you. See you next time.